Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 2, 1804, day 20 of the expedition. Camped again at the mouth of the Osage River. The captains made many observations this day, such as the height of the sun and the moon. These observations were made with a sextant and were called altitudes. They measured the height of the sun and were compared with printed tables, or calculated to find latitude. Longitude is measured with a chronometer and is a measurement from a known or a prime meridian. The width and depth of the rivers were always measured. Captain Clark wrote in the journal about the hunters returning after a 7-day absence. There was no mention of them being lost.
George Drewer and John Shields, who we sent with the horses by land, joined us this evening. Much worsted, they being absent for 7 days, depending on their gun. The great part of the time they were obliged to raft or swim many creeks. These men gave a flattering account of the country extending parallel to the river for 30 to 40 miles. Our hunters killed several deer today. There were several small licks on the southeast side of the Osage River. On the top of Highland, near a point under a limestone rock, two mounds or graves are raised. Captain William Clark, June 2, 1804.
Many prehistoric woodland earth burial mounds dating to the first millennium A.D. are found along the Missouri River bluffs in central Missouri and can still be seen today. The licks are probably naturally occurring salt licks that attract wild game. The expedition is finding much game along the heavily forested banks of the river. It is a well-known fact that men require substantial amounts of food when living out in the open and exerting themselves as these men did. Great quantities of meat were required to sustain them, and they never passed up an opportunity to kill game. Often, a group of hunters would proceed ahead of the main party and leave fresh meat on the trail for them. Tomorrow, Captain Clark, ill and tormented by mosquitoes.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Captain Clark, read by Ken Quinley. Music, courtesy of Mokoche Records. To hear other days with Lewis and Clark, visit YellowstonePublicRadio.org.